Two donors have sent hundreds of thousands of dollars each to improve a couple of buildings in Sitka. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Kettleson Memorial Library Director Sarah Bell got a phone call just before Christmas.
They said, "We are people who don't shop at fancy stores. I won't include any brand names, but we aren't people who have money. We're not even sure how to give this away, but this is what we are thrilled to have discovered, that we have this money to give."
The "we" Bell is talking about are members of the John J. and Eleanor A. Bruce family, and what they had to give was $400,000.
We all say, "Oh boy, if I got a bunch of money, I'd write a great big check." I wonder how many of us would do that.
The money will be used to help fund the library's expansion. The building is set to grow by about 60%. John Bruce worked in Alaska during World War II. He helped build the Alcan Highway. His wife, Eleanor, became a librarian in her mid-40s and retired just before age 81.
So when they heard about the library expansion program here, they decided that their contribution in a larger city wouldn't be as significant, but here it makes a huge difference for us.
Just how much of a difference? Well, here's some math. The project is expected to cost about $6.2 million. The library already has about $5.7 million from the state, so that leaves $500,000 for the city-run library to raise. This donation gets them 80% of the way there. That's 80%. The library's expansion will include a larger area for children, a new section for young adults, along with meeting rooms, computer facilities, and a historical document research area. The project is due to begin sometime this year. But here's the thing. The library is not the only Sitka organization to receive a big check in the last few days. The Sitka Sound Science Center just received $200,000 to help improve the Sage Building, where its operations are based.
It's a big deal.
Lisa Bush is executive director of the Science Center.
We're thrilled on several levels. One, it's really going to help us move forward in getting this first phase funded and done. So we're really excited about that. And then we're thrilled to have the support of DIPAC.
DIPAC stands for Douglas Island Pink and Chum Incorporated. It's the Juneau-based fisheries enhancement organization that wrote the check. Bush says the organization represents a wide swath of the commercial fishing industry and that its donation is a vote of confidence in the work being done at the Science Center that includes hatchery operations, research, and aquaculture training programs. Specifically, the $200,000 will support the first phase of a three-phase renovation.
I would call this phase one kind of the very basic, building function stage, because, if you don't have a working roof and you're bleeding money with heat leaving the windows and that sort of thing, then you can't go much further.
The total renovation of the Sage Building is expected to cost almost $4 million. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.